Now I'm reading verse 14. He says, "Now I'm come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." Now, this is the key which opens the door to the understanding of the remainder of the book of Daniel. Now, there are three things for us to keep in mind from here on. It concerns thy people. Now, I think that we can dogmatically and categorically identify the subject of the prophecy as being Israel. Now, how anyone can say anything else is really beyond me. Then, actually, words mean nothing at all. Semantics and syntax are meaningless then. But we know now thy people means Israel. The second thing, in the latter days. Now, that places the final fulfillment in the period of the 70th week of Daniel we've already seen, or the time of the great tribulation period. Now, that's important. The latter days places it at the very end. Now, the third thing, the vision is for many days. Now, that emphasizes the fact that a long period of time is involved, not only in fulfillment, but long before the vision will be finalized, so that we're going now to come to two parts of it, the historical, that is, it was prophecy when it's given, it's already been fulfilled, and that which is yet to be fulfilled. Now, will you notice, here we have, in this last section, he's terrified by the appearance of this heavenly visitor, and Daniel is further assured and strengthened to understand the scripture. Verse 15 I'm reading, "And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb." And verse 16, "And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength." It was having a tremendous effect upon Daniel physically, you can see. Now verses 17 and 18. "For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me." When I hear people tell me today they've had a vision of an angel, and it doesn't seem to have affected them very much, I know by that they really didn't see an angel. It had a tremendous effect upon Daniel. Verse 19, "And he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. When he'd spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." Verse 20, "Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece will come." In other words, another angel comes that represents Greece, and he's got to get back to the battle, you see, that was going on. Verse 21, "But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince." Now, the angel turns Daniel to the word of God. And he says here, noted means recorded. That which is recorded in the scripture of truth. In other words, he's not going to hear or see anything that contradicts the word of God. The word of God, friends, is the only weapon available to the child of God for effective use today. And it is called the sword of the Spirit. And some of us just don't know how to use our swords. We ought to have sword drill more often to be able to use the Word of God.